Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Let's talk a little bit about customer service, something that I think is basically a forgotten art. Lately, I've just been keeping my eyes open because I'm a business owner and I try to look for other people who have fantastic customer service, because that's one of the things that we really try to emphasize in our business. In other words, even if you don't have the biggest, you can easily become the best if you have good customer service. So here's the point. When I see customer service that's awesome, I make it a point to go up to this individual and tell them that. It doesn't matter if I'm at a restaurant or at a store. Just recently, I went up to several individuals, looked at their name tag, and just thanked them. One guy was named Jeremy. Jeremy was our waiter in Tennessee a couple weeks ago on spring break. Amazing customer service, just over the top. And whenever somebody has that, I think you should go and thank them. For number one, it might light up their day. Number two, I believe we're all connected. So when you give a kind word or you give a gracious statement, I believe you're only helping yourself. In a way as well, because you've basically added value to that person, you've sincerely complimented them, and as a result, you experience extra good feelings as well. But let's face it, when you don't reach good customer service, when you don't experience that, I mean, the alternative is not cool. And we all have stories about that. Just a second ago, I called a business. And guess what? They, even though the clock says they're supposed to be open, they essentially decided to close a couple minutes early. So it went right to their voicemail. A couple days ago, I called the same business and they said, "Oh, sorry, we're on our lunch break. We take lunch break every day." Look, I get it. You know, you gotta be there for your employees and all that type of thing. But look, if you're a business owner, especially if you're an entrepreneur, what culture are you setting? And I'm not saying like kill yourself for your customers. Obviously, you need boundaries and this type of thing. But I've just seen businesses excel, especially early on, because when they are younger and leaner, they can move faster. So sometimes your advantage is the fact that you aren't the biggest. And as a result, you can make quick moves, adjust policies, not be all caught up in corporate, you know, red tape. So play to your strengths today. Play to your advantages. And this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Make customers first. I call it showing up, filling up. We'll talk about that here on another video. But if this has helped you today, share it, subscribe it. We're pumping it out all places because we believe that when you are a soul on fire, you are truly someone who has reached your ultimate level of contribution for others and for society. And we need more souls on fire. So go ahead, share this. Be one yourself today. And I can't wait. I'm going to go hit some work. Super excited. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.